morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9:09, and you're listening to Roy and Friends. And for that, we've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
Great. And it was a great show last night. Everybody dressed up. Leo came as a soccer player, all in Liverpool red. And,
let me tell you, he came as a Liverpool supporter. And Liverpool is known about their rubbish supporters.
No, they had good supporters. That's why they're supporters. They get drunk and they go into the stands, but they don't cause any havoc. They just enjoy the game.
Let me tell you, I can argue that one.
I will tell you one thing, that I cannot be a Liverpool player anymore. Maybe I can be this team that played against Tottenham last night.
Rochdale.
With the big stomachs and stuff that barely run.
But there was so much snow that they kicked the wrong thing. Wrong ball.
But let me tell you, I was sure that Tottenham was going to actually lose. Well, you know, Moshe likes Tottenham, and because he likes Tottenham,
I'm listening to the jokes that you're telling now.
Are you a Tottenham fan?
Yes, very much so.
And you admit it.
Very much.
How do you say fan in a lady? In a lady guy?
Not also.
A fan.
Okay.
A fan calls a lot of wind.
Finesse.
Fanatic.
Yeah. No, but when you say fan in a lady.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Roy. We all know what you want.
Yeah, so anyway,
say.
Tottenham. Hey. Anyway, we, Liverpool.
Okay, Peter and you are here. That's great.
Why?
Because you only introduced Peter.
All right. We've got.
Are you upset?
So we've got Peter Feldman here, and we've got from the dips of Centon, sitting in the most beautiful establishment in 96 Centon Drive. He runs Top Cash. His name is Liel Rimon.
You know,
you're going to die.
You didn't tell me. You didn't say expert. You know that someone yesterday sent me an SMS, one of our listeners, one of our finesse, a lady fan of us. He said, that's a great show on Joburg Radio for sure. A bunch of experts that got nothing to do with the expertise talking nonsense for an hour and make my day. That's what she sent me, and that's awesome.
100%. You know what? We're here really to have some little bit of fun, especially today.
Why she say a bunch of experts? Because when you introduce us, everybody's an expert,
aren't you? Yeah, because we're not here to promote our business. The truth of the matter is that our businesses are promoted very nicely.
So
and we're not here to promote our business. We're here to promote today's
happiness.
Today, fun. You know, we want to promote happiness, fun. We want to say what we feel from our heart. So you guys at home can, you know what, lay back, relax. After the morning, you know, you normally sit in the morning and listen to all this politics and whatever. Not by us. No more politics. No more Zuma.
He's gone, so there's nothing more to say.
But now Cyril wants to return the land
to the people without compensation.
Crazy. This is Mugabe style. What's happening?
They're trying to appease their voters for next year.
Yeah. Hey, I think not. I think they're going to find it quite...
Okay, let's do something about it. Let's make
sure. But Julius started it. He put the motion through Parliament.
But Julius also now is against Ramaphosa. I don't know.
I think Julius is against
everybody's
himself.
You know, that's his job. He's opposition.
He's opposition.
Yes, he applauded him when he made the speech, but now he's got to work. So that's what Julius does, you know, he comes up with these crazy ideas.
Yeah, but if someone is taking his ideology to give back the land,
that's what they do. That's his
followers. And nationalize everything.
Yeah.
Let me introduce our last cast member. We've got here Moshe Starograd.
And
Moshe, Chag Sameach to you. A nice applause to you. And myself, my name is Roy Peretz, and I will be your host for this morning. So the time is now 9.
For the next hour, not this whole morning, Roy. You've got to work.
That's the morning.
It is morning.
He's got to go back to work.
You know, let me tell you about some facts about today. Because today, first of all, it's Purim, and it's like the happiest day in a Jewish religion, which is normally quite a misery. No, we actually got quite happy holidays.
Miserable.
No, we've got happy holidays.
Maybe that's why when we actually celebrate, we eat and we drink and we celebrate. We're not just...
You know, let me tell you, Jewish, it's one of the nicest... First of all, it's not only a religion. I want to tell you a secret. Jews is not a religion. Jewish is a nation. It's something else. I mean, You know, you can be even an atheist and a Jew. I'll tell you what I mean. What I mean is that we have one state, the Jewish state, and even if you don't believe or yes believe, you got a full right to return there. So meaning, we are quite special. That's why they don't like us. People don't like
us. We are the chosen special race.
Well, I don't know who chose us. I wouldn't choose us, but if you chose...
Panyan, I want to tell you something else.
Yeah?
Purim is the only happy holiday in the Jewish religion. Everything is suffering.
Not
they
really
suffer, don't eat bread, suffer. On Yom Kippur, you don't eat.
Suffer.
Sukkot, you have to
live outside.
Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is actually a very happy holiday.
No, but Purim, you know.
Hanukkah is a great holiday. Lag BaOmer is a great holiday. All of them are actually happiness. It's happiness like, how did we make it? You know, yeah, so Jewish holiday you can summarize in, except...
Most of the holidays we celebrate the liberation of our people from nearly being distinguished.
Yes. So they tried to kill us. They were not successful. Let's eat. That's why we are really, really strong.
Let's eat to live. Yeah.
Let's eat and drink.
You know, let me tell you, Jews, I mean, if you go to Jewish home, you'll never say, you go to Gentile's house, says, do you want to drink something? Drink. What do you want to drink? You got a Jewish house. Did you eat yet?
Where's the drink? Where's the drink?
No, where's the food?
Where's the food?
I don't know. It's actually, you know, Jewish person is never like, do you want a drink? Nah, I drink already. But do you want a coffee and cake? Oh, for sure. Why not? The coffee and cake you can have. I mean, did you eat it? Yeah, but didn't have soup yet. Yeah, let's see. Always the food.
I got some great meatballs in the fridge. You have to taste it.
Yeah. No one. I'll tell you, when you go to a Jewish wedding, it's a different from a Gentile wedding. Usually in a Gentile wedding, you go in, the food is for free and you pay for the drinks.
Yes,
yeah. Jewish wedding is different. The drinks for free and you pay for the food.
Roy, you tell a lovely story off air about your younger brother. And
I don't know if I can
pies.
Yeah, I think don't,
repeat
think,
it.
I don't think we can repeat it.
With the pies. We were talking about food.
Because with the pies, and let me give you an idea, because it's a National Horse Day.
We won't go any further.
Let's not go any further, please. I'm scared that someone hears us. What other day is it, Roy?
What other day is it?
Oh, yes. Let me tell
you. Okay, it's quite a special day, I must say.
First of all, it's the 1st of...
March.
Oh. March. It's a whole month before April Fool's Day.
Oh, it's a whole month. So, guys, listen to me. To practice your, especially I'm talking about the Indian community, to practice your lies from now, you can start till when?
First of
April's
full.
April's Fool Day. We call it Liar's Day.
Liar's Day.
So it's the same thing, same meaning. You're not telling the truth.
April Fools. You're fooling people.
Fooling somebody.
Fooling people. Whatever. You're
fooling someone's
leg. So you got a full month to. So first of all, today's the 1st of March.
So you got a full month to think up good lies. Lies to your wife.
You can try. Lie your wife, lie your sister, your brother, your uncle, whatever. Then you can lie to me. Because what happened is very simple. You know, I always summarize my business in a special way. Is people come to me and they work out. They try to work out the lie like 2-3 weeks before they come and see me. And I have to work out the lie within 10 minutes. So I think I'm not so bad.
You're very sharp.
Well, when it comes to lying...
But how many people actually have to get the courage to go to a pawn shop and take their special jewelry, and they know they love the jewelry, but they need the money.
Yeah.
So they come in and they look around and Roy says, hello. And,
how are you?
Yes. And then
everybody feels...
Do you think they're intimidated, Roy?
Nah, not by me.
Not
really,
by you.
You know, I was...
Eitan, does he intimidate people?
You know, because of his size, maybe, but not because he's such a nice guy. Yeah. But let me tell you something. I make my own. To my client, I make coffee myself. I don't let like Irene run around and make coffee. I will make him the coffee. So it feels very. By me, it feels comfortable.
And what do you put in beautiful, the coffee?
What I put in the coffee? Convincing sugar.
Sweetness.
It doesn't matter. They will still lie through the teeth. They don't give.
Leo, what's the biggest lie they ever told you?
You
remember?
You don't want to know.
Is this the guy trying to sell you his false teeth?
You don't want to know. No. Remember. Listen, it's very easy to come and dress nicely and look nicely. It doesn't matter who you are, and come and tell, listen, my grandma passed away, and my wife, she's suffering from this, and my kids are hungry, and you must help me, and this is... that was belong to my what, and give you a beautiful watch and a piece of jewelry that's worth a lot of money, and you pay him the money, and after a couple of weeks, the police will come and ask, why did you give this guy money for the stuff that he stole from his employer or whatever.
So you've got to be very careful.
Enough, you know, I want to ask
like
you,
I said,
Liel, how are you protected on this?
First of all, I'm protected. The law is protecting me because I'm not buying from
a fence
underneath the table.
Yeah.
What it's
from someone who's...
Everything is with paper. A guy's coming in. He need to give his ID. If he said, no, I don't have my ID, I said, sorry, sir, there's no deal.
Okay, so in other words, if he gives you the ID, you're legal.
There is... First of all, you need to register by the police. You need to get a license. Not everybody...
No.
I don't think anybody will give you a license, Moshe. So it depends who you are.
And the nice thing is you cannot be a criminal. So
no,
I know of many pawnbrokers which are criminals.
Yeah, so but you know how it works in South Africa.
Maybe you have a license. You know what I mean? You know, maybe they're pirates.
If you're a criminal in Sandton, it doesn't mean you're a criminal in Norwood Police Station. It's only by the police station.
But aren't you on a database if you're a criminal?
The thing is, they're working. I don't know how they're working. I actually don't know how they manage to do that, but they do. They do manage to do it. I must say, they do an amazing job and amazing job in convincing the police they're not criminals. And let me tell you. So we've got. Can you play a Magafaim Shel Baruch?
Yeah,
we did yesterday.
You played the original tune last night.
No, we
didn't. You play the original tune last night. I never knew it belongs to another song. So
yeah,
but okay. Let me just explain. I'm going to play cover. No problem. I'm going to play you that song,
but that's not the original.
But what we played last night was not the original. And I think this one I'm going to play you now.
It was a translation, no? Wasn't it?
That was a translation. I tell you what. Yeah. The band went to America to do a tour.
Yes.
Yeah. And they had a dream that they're going to stay in America, they're going to stay in Hollywood and make records and be an American and international heroes and artists. And so they went and took a whole album that's called Poogie's Stories, one of the best albums, the most famous one, and translate it into English. All the songs into English. Now, in the first show that they did in America, after two songs in English, all the crowd starts shouting, Hebrew, Hebrew, Hebrew.
Because you know what? It was authentic Hebrew.
They ditched the whole English part of this and continue in Hebrew.
Because, you know, if they come to America from Israel,
only the Israelis
come. I want to hear it in Hebrew, not in English.
Let's go to the song. We talk afterwards. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Our studio numbers are 0101403020. Our WhatsApp line is 0618951019. We're here with Liel, Peter, and Moshe. My name is Roy Peretz. The time is now 9:25, and we've got an advertisement.
Okay, Purim is here, and you could win with the Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood Purim Fun Dress Competition. Now listen to this. The most creative homemade costume will win 1,000 Rand Pick and Pay gift card. The best dressed costume will win a 750 Rand Pick and Pay gift card. The cutest costume will win a 500 Rand Pick and Pay gift card. So get your fancy gear on for the Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood Purim Fancy Dress Competition. It's going to take place in the Centre Court at Norwood Mall this Sunday, the 4th of March at 11 a.m.
Is that it?
That's it. So be there.
So let me tell you what we've got. So we've got like this. I want to say, before we're going to talk about that, actually. So today, it's a very special day. Over and above that, it's Purim today. Today, the 1st of March, is a National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. If you never knew that, would it disturb you in your life?
Do you like peanut butter, Roy?
Yeah, no, not bad, yeah.
I never like peanut butter.
Don't mention it. My daughter is mad about this. Sasha's mad about this.
You know that my ex-wife, someone must shout, must do with the Gradle. She's in Australia now, and the first place she went to, they have a place when they have peanut butter in taps.
Okay.
And you go with a cup and you put it in from a tap. It's look amazing. I never liked the peanut butter too much, but the people that like peanut butter to drink
very
it.
Fattening, very fattening, very fattening, but beautiful.
I love peanuts.
My wife likes peanut butter. I don't like it. I don't like the taste.
I also don't like the taste. Exactly.
Some of it is very smooth. You know, some of it is very.
Well, yes, but I still don't like it.
But peanuts, I can eat peanuts like a monkey.
Don't use the word monkey.
No, it's a big problem. This monkey thinks it's a big problem.
Let's not go there, okay? We're a stranger.
A monkey don't like peanuts.
I didn't say that. I said don't use the word monkey. It has several connotations recently.
You know what's nice in being an Israeli? We don't understand what you mean by saying connotation.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That bad. I'm sorry.
I like peanuts like the animal that love peanuts. That's it.
That sounds better, yeah.
That's what I mean.
It's more PC.
You know that they all...
Well, there was this whole issue, remember? With a little black guy wearing a T-shirt about a monkey in the jungle.
Yeah, but HMR, you know, the monk from Sweden.
Yes, H&M. Never mind, we're not going there, we're not a controversial show.
Yeah, but it's a whole part of zoology that we can't mention because what?
You're so correct.
No, I really don't understand it. I'm sorry.
You know, if you go to a zoo, what do you see?
Animals.
Animals.
And you must call them by the name.
Yes, John, right. Frank, Michael.
No.
So what do we have?
You see?
So first of all, today is it must be a very happy day to the, how would you say? You know, Justin Bieber's followers.
Is it?
So today is 24.
Okay, do you want to know how you call them?
Hello, come here.
Bieberies.
Beliebers.
Beliebers, yes.
Okay, so Beliebers. Just know Justin Bieber is 24 already.
And
Justin, his middle name is Drew Bieber.
Drew.
He's a Canadian singer and songwriter. After a talent manager discovered him through his YouTube videos covering songs in 2009, he signed a
big record
deal. Huge record, yeah, whatever, and the rest is history. He says, I don't think he's the biggest mind thinker or whatever, but he says...
until you describe him now, I thought he's a little girl.
He's a little brat.
Little girl.
Is he a little brat?
Yeah, he caused a lot of confusion.
No, not anymore.
He's matured.
He actually matured and...
Let me tell you, if I
give him a chance, you can give him a chance. Yeah.
Can I give him a chance?
Give him a chance. I think his last album was... Never
Say Never. Is that one?
Really, really good.
All right, so he's got this Never Say Never. So let me tell you what about... He says... Want my world to be fun. Me too. No parents. I like my parents. No rules. No nothing. Like no one can stop me. And he says again, no one can stop me.
Okay, but that he said like 5 years ago. Now he's not even on Twitter.
He says, I'm looking forward to influencing others in a positive way. Okay? My message to you.
When? But can do anything. We're waiting.
Can do anything if you just put your mind to it. All right. That comes from a 24-year-old.
Oh, that have billions of dollars in the bank. Please.
Very easy, yeah?
Thank you.
A girl has to have beautiful smile, beautiful eyes. She would have a good sense of humor. She should be honest, living, and trustworthy.
Right, I think I...
Loving and smooth.
I prefer your voice over Justin. You can put it a little bit down even more.
Is it? So I don't know, but I don't
you,
know if
you
I...
You have a nice voice. Justin sound like a little girl. That's what I said.
So to the Justin Bieber lovers, that was a little bit of...
I wonder how many Justin Bieber fans listen to this show.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is a couple.
You think a few youngsters?
Yeah, mostly the young girls. Am I allowed to say young girls?
Yes, you can.
Oh, thank you.
As long as you don't say monkeys, it's okay.
Hey, stop it.
What?
We have a censor now in the show. So
the concert, yeah.
Censor.
The main censor. Tell me something, Mr. Censor. Who did you think was the best outfit yesterday?
Yours. What? Yours.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, in Hebrew they say you look like a Oed Shel Hapoel Tel Aviv, a shluch.
That's what I am.
All you need is garinim. All you need is garinim.
I think Irene.
They're also red. Hapoel Tel Aviv is also red.
Yeah.
And this one is Hapoel Tel Aviv.
I was born and bred as Hapoel Tel Aviv. As Hapoel Tel Aviv. I had 3 years. I had a season ticket for Bloomfield in Jaffa. And that's what I was look like every Saturday with the garini, with the poppy seeds, with the sunflower seeds. A bag of 3 kilos of sunflower seeds. And you go to watch the game and kiss.
The sunflower seeds are not only famous for Bloomfield, also for the cinemas.
For the cinemas.
Cinemas, yes.
What cinemas?
Movies, you should go to a movie.
Yeah, right.
Have that,
that was my first experience in Israel.
Right.
In 1973, I went a movie to see the Dustin Hoffman movie about the comedian.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on hard chairs.
Yeah.
And suddenly I started feeling that the spit
people are throwing
in the back.
It was not
but
only the soccer,
funny,
it was in the movie.
But what was funny, the movie was English dialogue, but they had Hebrew subtitles.
Yeah. Yes,
now, the Hebrew subtitles were running ahead of the dialogue, and people were laughing so much before that I couldn't actually hear what was being spoken. I had to see the movie.
I didn't experience this because
you understand Hebrew, and you read. I had to see the movie back in South Africa.
I think I'm too young. When I was born, they didn't smoke in the cinemas. They didn't eat the sunflower seeds in the cinema anymore. Ooh, what is that, Roy?
That's if you remember, that's Elton John and Tommy.
And why do we? First of all, Tommy, it's rock opera by The Who.
The Who, Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, that's Roger Daltrey. And in the movie, they made the movie out of Tommy, and they had very famous singers to sing the song. And this very famous song sang by Elton John. And why are we hearing that, Roy?
Why we're hearing it is because today Roger Daltrey is 74.
Whoa,
would you believe it? He's 74-year-old. So Roger Harry Daltrey is an English singer and actor in his career, in a career spanning for more than 50 years, 5 decades. Daltrey came to prominence in mid-60s as the founder of and the lead singer of the rock band The Who. He's 74, so this song was, an amazing song. Came with
from an amazing album.
Amazing album, Tommy. And Tommy. So let me just play it for you, and then we come back after that. Believe it or not, this is Elton John in his youth singing a beautiful Tommy. It was really, really beautiful. After Tommy, what do we have? So believe it or not, he's 74. I remember him as a young man. With curly hair, remember?
With curly hair, yeah.
You know another fact about Who? Pete Townshend.
Yeah.
He was the lead guitarist.
Yeah.
And he was the first one in a live show to break the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Rockies, you know, that's the legend starts from them. From
it's amazing.
Who.
So started in The Who.
So his
I
name,
Kiss did it first.
No. Kiss wasn't even... Kiss was
Kiss
with
came
milk,
later.
Milk on the lip then.
You know, Roy, at that stage in South Africa, they had a band called Suck. S-U-C-K. And they tried to imitate what The Who did.
What The Who?
Yeah, they smashed the piano, they smashed guitars.
Yeah, that
but
was
they
like
were gimmicks because
rock
they,
punk.
Their music was not very good.
So let me tell you something. Today is also, and we keep this show funny because, today is also National Fruit Compote Day.
Compote?
Compote. No, so what is compote? It's compote.
No, okay,
compote.
Whatever.
All right, so compote. Let's explain, listeners, what is compote.
Yes.
Compote.
Explain.
You take fruit. Well, the mother does it. Take fruit that almost. Not going to eat it again tomorrow. They put it in a
pot.
In a pot. They boil it. With water. They boil it. They put a lot of sugar. And tomorrow you got compote.
That's basically how you make jam.
Basically, but in jam normally you take the fruit and you
mash it.
Yeah, you don't mash it. You keep the fruit.
So you eat it whole.
it's nice. It's actually very nice.
It's a lazy way to make jam.
It's a lazy way to make jam.
Yes,
but give it to you cold and give it to you with the... So it's a little bit more runny than a jam. Jam, you have to spray. It's a nice spread.
Well, yeah.
This is actually
this
very nice.
With water, okay.
Yeah, it's water. It's sweet water.
In Israel, you know, when you go for supper, at the end you say, but at the end of the meal, where's the compote? You cannot finish the meal without the compote.
My grandma was the president of the compote association.
And so what do we have? Roger Daltrey. Richard as well played for a great movie at the time, was McVicker.
McVicker.
Where he was a criminal. Yeah, was a criminal. And that was, I think, that was the main song there. Free Me.
And they also have the very famous song, The Who. Who are you?
Yeah.
That after that was in CSI New York, and everybody loves it from the this show.
If we carry on, today's as well National Pig Day.
Pig.
Like, oink oink pig.
Pig. No,
National Pig Day.
I don't know if you're allowed to say it on Chai.
What?
No, do we talk about it on?
We don't eat it. We say it. That's all right.
If you're not allowed to say the other animals,
you're not eating it. You're only saying it.
So this one,
it's another animal you don't mention.
No,
the sensor has
spoken.
So no
monkeys, no pigs. Okay, what more?
Horse.
No. Horse, you're allowed to ride.
You're allowed to.
To ride it.
Okay. Is it National Horse Day?
No.
Yes, it is.
I think it is.
Unless you're horsing around.
Yes, yes, National Horse Protection Day.
Ah, it's National Horse Protection Day.
Let me tell you what
so
is today.
So please, guys, today, when you want to hit your horse, don't.
Don't. Today, no.
Today, don't.
So because if you hit your horse, it's going to kick you, you know.
You mustn't kill pigs, eh?
If you hit your horse, it's going to kick you.
True story?
Can
I tell you a true story?
Please do.
When I was younger, I used to punch anything. Really, proper anything. So this horse, I took my son to ride horses. He just started. He was like 2 years old. He was holding the horse. The horse went straight into the bush. I held the horse. I punched him. Like, I don't know. I used to punch any. Like I said, I used to punch it. So I punched the horse. The horse turned around and kicked me in the chest. Let me tell you.
And that's not a joke.
No joke.
Not joke. Real story. But by the way, don't you remember the movie Blazing Saddles?
Oh, it was amazing.
Mel Brooks,
yeah.
So they have the bad guys have this huge guy that called Django. And he used to go with his gang and terrorize the town for the rich people to make all the poor people run away. So one of the parts of the movie that is coming in the middle of town and a horse come in front of him and he knocked the nose, he gave him a punch in the face and knocked him down.
And you remember they had this black sheriff. The first the town had the black sheriff.
You can't say black.
No. African-American.
No, but in the movie they say, shh, don't say
it. Yeah, shh. But it was very funny, Puss. Mel Brooks did some very funny
scenes. The
sheriff
is right. And the Indians speaking English.
Yiddish.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies.
And the Indians are looking at them and said, everything is going to go down now. It's finished. And they're saying it in English.
Did you ever see Silent Movie?
Yeah. I mean, who haven't?
I mean, I watched all of Mel Brooks.
It was great.
From the producers.
And the Crazy History of the World.
Of the World. Spaceballs.
They're all great.
All the movies, he is one of my favorites.
He's still around, eh?
Yeah,
he's
still
around. He was on TV a couple of months ago.
Being interviewed.
He's somewhere there.
He's very
still
old.
Got his head together.
Yeah.
Still he did Compass Mentis.
He actually was participating in a movie, in an animation movie called about Dracula and all this one called Transylvania Hotel.
I saw it. Yeah,
he played an old
German
vampire. A vampire from Transylvania, Romanian.
I saw a movie with him. About
That was a nice one too. He did Frankenstein with.
I'm talking about a movie from about
Young
2 years.
Frankenstein with Marty Feldman.
Yes.
Gene. What's your name?
No.
Come on.
Who? Gene. Gene Hackman?
No.
I don't know. With Gene.
Which Gene was
I can't think of his name. Maybe it's one of our listeners can put it in.
Yeah,
please. Gene Wilder, man.
Oh, yeah. Gene Wilder.
Yes. Okay.
Marty Feldman with the big eyes.
Yeah, one eye went left, the other eye went right. Shame.
He was Igor.
Igor,
the servant.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah. And it was,
So today is a World Compliments Day. And if you didn't pay attention, I paid compliments to all the guys in there. So Liel is handsome and clever and
dress as well.
One is enough. Come on, give everybody.
Peter is a nice guy and his wife said he's pretty too.
Pretty?
I don't know, that's what she says.
I never describe it.
Anyway, then we've got Moshe. He's okay.
Moshe is a good guy, and I wish there will be a lot of Moshe.
And Moshe has a wealth of information.
Thank you, yes.
Little gems come out of your mouth every day.
Every day. Then, so basically today is a special day. So basically, guys,
Wait. And Roy is the best radio presenter in the world.
And he's nice looking, and the girls like him. And he's, we call him the silver-tongued.
Oh, nice.
Roy, you know, because you know how to articulate.
Oh, thank you. What? Silver. So why silver?
Look at me, I'm getting a...
At least diamond. Silver?
It's a term we use in English.
Yeah, silver but tongue. Silver
because,
is...
Because, you've got a diamond tongue.
We are, we are pawnbrokers. Silver for us
silver
is...
Silver for us is cheap. Yeah.
So, today is also a plan of solo vacation day. And I'm talking about the guys here.
Guys,
listen to me. And I'll tell you, I'll say it very quietly. Plan a solo vacation day today. Why I'm saying today you plan a solo vacation day because I do believe you can only plan. You will never come right. But I tell you, let me tell you something about planning a solo vacation. First of all, you know when you go with your wife to a vacation, you basically pay double, enjoy half.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go solo, you pay half and enjoy double, guys. Listen to me. It's the right way to meet friends. Go solo. Eh? Cost you really half. Like, as a married person, I know how much price costs double. Like, I go to a restaurant, cost me $200. But when my wife go overseas, cost me like $100. So everything went cheaper. You don't pay attention. You pay double.
So, you don't go to a restaurant on your own when your wife's away, is it?
Sure I do.
Of course you do.
Who's cooking?
You don't cook for yourself.
No, I don't cook for myself. Let me tell you another thing. Today is for the retired or not retired day. Meaning, it's a time for all retirees to decide, this is the beginning of life part two, and commit to making it an adventure. So, I'm not retired.
also not retired day. So if you're not retired, also your day.
Yeah, so make a...
So it's everybody in the world.
Yeah, it's my day because I retired, but I haven't retired.
Okay,
today, I still work.
Today is stupid day and clever day.
There you go.
So let's go like this. So today's going to be a good day.
Yes.
So let's see. I think it's going to be a good day. You know this
tonight
song.
Everybody going to a Purim party, so definitely they're going to have a good night.
Tonight the Purim party or yesterday?
A lot of guys doing it tonight.
So we've got I Got a Feeling. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. 061-895-1019-34519. That's our SMS line. And every child will eat 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before he or she graduates high school. You know that?
That's I think fact. That's an American fact.
Is it?
Because
peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly is an American thing. You don't eat it. Do you give your children peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
No, but peanut
I'm
butter
not
definitely.
Yeah.
You know, Roy, you're never too old to learn something stupid. Do you know that?
Yeah, well, so teach us something stupid today.
Listen, we got time for a couple of jokes. Make it funny.
How can you tell the gender of an ant?
You pick it up. If she does like this and she covers her breast, it's a lady.
No, you need a magnifying glass.
No, you throw it in water. A girl ant sinks, but a boy ant is buoyant.
All right.
Okay. That was very...
They say Americans consume on average over 1.5 billion pounds. That's about 750 750 million kilos of peanut butter and peanut products every year.
Yeah.
That's why they're so
fat, all of them.
Fit.
So that's right.
You know that the other way around, a real skeleton,
he's
coming to the doctor.
Yeah.
So the doctor look at him and say, now you're coming.
It's a little bit over. It takes about 540 peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah, somebody actually sit and count it.
Waste of peanuts. For me, give me the peanuts straight from the field in the shell. I like to break it and eat the peanuts inside, and it's the best.
Roy, I have a peanut joke, but I don't think it's appropriate for the show.
Yeah. By law, any product labeled peanut butter in the United States must be at least 90% peanuts.
The rest 10% is butter.
I mean, I could live without this. Eh?
The rest 10% is butter, I'm assuming. Another guy is coming to the doctor with a frog on his head. Frog is sitting on his head. The doctor is look at him. He look a guy with a frog on his head. He asked him, "Well, what's wrong with you?" So the frog said, "I have hemorrhoids."
Peanut butter was first introduced to the United States of America in 1904 at Universal Exposition in St. Louis.
What year?
1904.
Yeah. So we only have it more than 100 years. That's
114 years.
That's all, peanut butter. And it's such a... Okay.
The idea sold for $705.11 of the new treat of his concession stand.
Right. And he became a millionaire.
Yeah, $700.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we need to say our goodbyes.
Goodbye.
So, I need to say goodbyes, but when we say goodbyes, I want to leave you with a nice song. When we say goodbyes, so what song do you like, Leo?
Any song you put is nice.
Eh?
Not a Queen song.
No, a Queen song.
What's wrong today? There's nothing wrong, but let's play something different. Roy always likes to play a Queen song because he likes Freddie Mercury.
Queens have a lot of songs and all of
you
them
know which one I like.
I
know
most of them are awesome.
I played it. I think I played it last. When was it?